glasses, white trousers, blue pencils, black socks, lilac shirt, a multicolored jacket. And it's lovely to see you again, John, in about 3 months.
Great to see you, Derek, in your grey shirt, blue tie, grey trousers of a tweedy thingy, beetle boots and black socks.
They're not beetle boots.
They will be to anybody who has seen you in the States, Derek.
What's the film called, John?
They haven't got a title yet, Derek, so if you can think of one, we'd be pleased to hear from you, Derek.
I tried to help you once with an album cover, but didn't get very far. Have you had any ideas which come close to the title, or they've all been sort of laugh ideas?
They've all been laughs. He who laughs, 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 laughs. Things like that.
I think George had one which was something to do with Goldilocks.
Who's been sleeping in my porridge?
That sounds pretty close. Do you think you might use that one?
No, because we can't really sing about who's been sleeping in my porridge, can we?
And will the title also be the title of a song, do you think?
It'll have to be.
Will it?
That's what I've heard.
How many songs have you written for the film, John?
We're on 13, we've recorded 11, we're using 7, and we need a title song, so altogether we'll have written 14, but only 7 will be.
The script, which I had a look at this morning, looks a little eccentric. The aim of the operation, presumably, is to get a different sort of film from Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, and we've done it, haven't we?
Well, by the look of the set you have, sitting on the beach in holes in the sand, a lot of people in khaki uniforms, red sashes and red turbans. Some of them are carrying guns and some of them are carrying shovels. Over by the water's edge, Leo McKern, the British actor, standing looking like a Polynesian high priest. And the whole scene is pretty wild. John hasn't been doing too much this morning. I presume you got up later than Ringo.
Yeah, Ringo got up at 7. I got up at 9, which is late on a film. It's early for me.
How do you come to terms with getting up so early when normally you're late risers and late to bed?
Well, we just sort of go to bed about 12 every night. No, we just go out at 6 and pretend it's 11 at night and come in at 12. So.
You're finding it fairly easy to move around in the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah, it's not bad at all. No. Just the usual fat American tourists. Apart from that, it's not bad.
Somebody was telling me about the send-off at London Airport.
It was me.
Was it?
Yes, it was very big because it was a half day for the school, okay. So there was about 8,000 or 10,000 there. It was like the crowd we had when we got back from America first time. It was very good.
That's probably the biggest send-off. While you've had huge crowds going in, normally you don't get a big crowd to see you out.
No, that's right, so it's probably the biggest send-off we've had.
The Beatlemania level in England, if you'll forgive the phrase, because I know you don't like the phrase, is still pretty high. It's very high in America, too.
Good.
When are you due back in America?
I think it's about the autumn, or the fall, as they call it, I think.
There's just a few other things I'd like to talk to you about, John. Like killing a few rumours. It's still true that you only have one child.
Only have one child and none on the way.
An awful lot of rumours about you having been in Hollywood recently with Sin, and that wasn't true either.
No, I haven't been to America since we were last there.
When you leave here, where will you be going?
England for 2 days, then to Austria for a week, and then back to England for the rest of the film.
Do you know how long it'll be before the film's released?
I haven't a clue, you know, I've no idea.
Thank you very much, John.